proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study program. We've been looking at the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews and considering the superiority of Jesus Christ to the Old Testament Levitical system, both in terms of the priesthood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of himself and his shed blood that he brought. We turn our attention now to the actual sacrifices offered under the Levitical system. The offerings during Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, differed from the usual sacrifices brought to God. On the Day of Atonement, according to the 30th chapter of Exodus, quote, Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it, that is to say, the altar. Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements, unquote. The high priest first had to kill a bullock for his own sin offering, as noted in Leviticus chapter 16. Only after doing that could he offer sacrifices on behalf of the Jewish nation. What would happen if the high priest failed to first offer a sacrifice for his own sin? God could kill him for his presumption. By comparison, according to the author of Hebrews, quote, it is of necessity that this man, referring to Jesus Christ, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer, unquote. Without some sort of sacrifice to present God, an Old Testament priest could not even approach him. Likewise, Jesus Christ also needed to bring some sort of an offering. This offering consisted of his own body. As the prophet Isaiah declared in the 53rd chapter of his book, God made the Savior's soul, quote, an offering for sin, unquote. The temple in Jerusalem only allowed of those of priestly lineage to minister in that facility. Such priests had to descend from the tribe of Levi, just as God commanded in the Mosaic Law. As noted earlier, Jesus Christ did not come from the tribe of Levi, but rather from the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah had no role in connection with exercising priestly functions. Therefore, Jesus Christ could not have served as a Levitical priest, even if he had chosen to do so. The writer of Hebrews noted that the priestly ministry in the temple did foreshadow the forthcoming ministry of Jesus Christ. The priests, quote, serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount, unquote. Just as the tabernacle on earth functioned as a pattern for the true sanctuary, the one in heaven, the Levitical priesthood on earth served as a model for Jesus Christ's sacerdotal priesthood. Just as the Old Testament priests offered sacrificial blood to cover the sins of transgressors, the Savior offered his own blood to God as a means of purifying sinners. God never intended for the Levitical sanctuary to last permanently, and indeed it was destroyed on a couple of occasions. Early in the 6th century B.C., invading Babylonian armies destroyed the temple that Solomon built. Roman armies did the same thing with Herod's temple, the second temple. In the 1st century A.D., the Roman siege of Jerusalem resulted in the destruction of that temple. As Paul put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the fashion of this world passeth away, unquote. Once the Old Testament tabernacle and the Old Testament temple had fulfilled their functions, they ceased to be efficacious, that is to say, they ceased to be effective. After Jesus Christ offered himself on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood and gave that blood as the perfect atonement for sins, there remained no more need for sacrifices. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.